The Ramban argues. L'maisa, the Ramban says that you wouldn't be chayiv nisna. The Ramban says that a ben noyach cannot judge and is not chayiv nisna. An amazing Ramban. The Ramban says dinim, and this is a mind-boggling Ramban. The Ramban says that dinim, that seventh mitzvah noyach dinim, does not just mean to judge the other six. It means that also you're supposed to judge the other six, but that you're not chayiv nisna for that, a ben noyach. It's not chayiv nisna for not doing that. Any assay is not chayiv nisna. It's only chayiv nisna, the Ramban says, for being over something. Not for passing, Shebal Tasa. The Ramban learns that dinim also means Benoyach Mitzu, but not the damage. Benoyach damages his Chayiv Misa. This is what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, this is the amazing Ramban. The Neragaleim, they get Misa if they steal, if they cheat. If they light somebody's gadish, the chayiv misa, a pella, a going is mazal, the chayiv misa, it's allowed. That's dinim. The Ramban learns that's what dinim is. It doesn't mean to judge the other six. He's in the tzuv on money laws. If he lights his friend's gadish, he's chayiv misa. So he'll ask me every car accident, the guy is chayiv misa. Vadanat. The Ramban bedipped the road if he's mazal. I want to claim not by pshir. Hagam adam ward loylam. There can't be an isser on the pshia. That's my assumption. The Ramban says shehidu l'kedisha shahadayrei. Why don't he say every time he's negligent? Somehow libi yomer that they're not chayiv misa every time they're negligent. Unless somebody, and the Ramban just says shehidu l'kedisha. He says the chayiv misa. The Ramban says, but that's what dina means. So the Ramban learns that but avad they're not chayiv misa, but not judging the other six. So why were they chayiv misa? The Ramban says they were chayiv misa because they were over the zara. They were chayiv misa for other reasons. He says you need to find reason the great man whatever about Zora with our rayas. They were pretty stick of people. The Ramban says don't look so hard to find reasons why they were chayiv misa. They were Zora, they were Rishon Gmurim, they were all chayiv misa, the whole country was over the Zora. They were great man, they were pretty stick of people. That's the Ramban words. Them is not Arichos something in the ayin. There's more here. There's a lot more. There's a lot of mefarshim on this. It's in Perek Tesos Malach Malach Yadawah. I had a Ashkocha Maisa. I prepared Wednesday night to share. I asked Ezra to say my share yesterday, and he said over Ber Yosef that I want to repeat. And I was going to say that I want to repeat it. I want to maybe bring you out a different point than Ezra brought out from this Ber Yosef. There's a verse that I said before. I think it's a theme in all these parishes. I think it's a very serious. I think it's a theme that rides through the others, and it's something the Bonim, the Bnei Avos can learn from. The following theme, I said once that we spoke earlier that it says about Sarah that she's called Yiska. Why is she called Yiska? Hashkol soichim b'yoyfi. Everybody looks at her beauty, and she's also called Yiska because she sees the Ruach HaKadosh. I said, what opposite names? She's called Sarah. Everybody looks at her beauty, and she's called Sarah because she's seeing the Ruach HaKadosh. Like, couldn't get more opposite shakim. The Avos and the Imois, they lived on two planes. They lived between Bnei Adam, and you see the Avos were very involved in people. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, they went around speaking to people. Avram Avinu was serving Arabs. They were very Mu'urav ben Abrias, Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, they lived in a higher plane. This is godless. Godless is a person who's with the people, but the mind can transport you anywhere you want to go. You could see if you're with the Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was the same place everybody else is at. His mind transported elsewhere. I read once that Shlomo Zalman's family used to get together every single Moshe Shabbos, family party every single Moshe Shabbos. They would all come together, some sort of Lav Malka, the kids would all come. I read this once, and I read some reliable book. And Shlomo Zalman, they said, was there, but he was learning. His mind was learning, and that's the Gedolim. They could be one place, but they live in two worlds. But Tzarecha, they're amongst the people, but their mind, they're focused, they concentrate on things, they think about things. Avigdor Miller was once at a Hanukkah party, and his grandson said over this Maisa, the family Hanukkah party, and he sat with everybody else. He said it was a great time, the grandson said it. They joked, and they sang, and they loved it, they were beautiful actors. And their Avigdor Miller was sitting there very proud, he was the head of the family. And in the middle, they said, the floor was silent, their Avigdor Miller screamed out, is anybody here thinking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? That thing, and the party went on. Baiter, sorry, lovely. Rabbi Baiter of the Chanukah. Rabbi Baiter screamed out, is anybody here thinking about the Rabbi Nishlam? Then the party went on. You want to remind me? Is the Rabbi Nishlam? Then he went on. They went on singing. He was, I don't know if he's learning, finishing his black. But that's the hallmark of the Gadol. at the beginning of the parasha, and this is where I want to bring it out. You can bring this point out in any place in the parasha, but I want to say maybe even a little, maybe even a little deeper. The Goyim is a famous Goyim. The Goyim says on by Esther, the Gemara Megillah on Tazayin, the Gemara said that Esther, when Achashverosh, and then we'll show it in this week's parasha. This site applies many times. It says that the Gemara Megillah says that Esther, when Achashverosh said, "Who is this man who wants to kill out the Jewish people, your people?" So she pointed to Haman. So the Gemara says that really she almost pointed to Achashverosh, and the Malach had come and move over her hand to point to Haman. So the Gemara asks, "How dumb could Esther be? She's an Avia, a brilliant person. You ruined the whole thing." She points to Achashverosh, the whole plan's gone. Here's a big moment to accomplish great things. Achashverosh says, who's trying to kill you? She points to Achashverosh. She ruined the whole thing. She points to him, he's going to kill himself. Okay, off with Achashverosh's head. The boom, he'll kill Esther, the whole thing's done. All the Jews are in danger. So she almost made a mistake. And a Malach came and saved her. She almost blew. This is the big moment. This is the moment. This is why Hashem put her in the Malucha. This is why she's there. This is the moment to say, we're all sitting here today because of this moment. And she almost blew the moment, she almost pointed out Hashverosh. So the Goyim asked the Kasha, and the Goyim says that Tzadikim, when she was talking to Achashverosh, in her mind she was thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. In her mind she was davening. In her mind she's living on one, living here, her mind elsewhere. Doesn't mean when you talk to your friends, you can't see on your friends. I just think she was living in a higher plane. In her mind, she was full of tefillah to Hashem. So the Goyim says that then is what it means that a Malach made a point to Haman. But Tzadik needs a special shmirah to actually do the right action. That their mind is so focused, Misi Hashem may be summoned. She taka needed a special Malach, that needs a special shmirah that she taka shouldn't mess up. She's talking to Hashem. When she talked to Hashem, she was davening against Achashverosh. While she's talking to Achashverosh, in her mind, she responds, "Hashem, please." She's davening. He's also Rosh Achashverosh. She's davening. So of course it's easy to point out Achashverosh. The actions go after what's on your mind. See, she needed a special shmirah gam in her mind. She was davening. That's what the Olma Gaon says. So over here in the parasha, the Ber Yosef asks that Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav, and he says to them, "Koyomar Abdecha Yaakov, Lavan Garti ve'Echaratam. I was living with Lavan, and I was delayed till now." Zok Rashi, Garti. Garti is the gematria Tayag. It means to say I was with Rush and I kept the Tayag Mitzvahs and I didn't learn from his actions. So watch out for me, Esav. Don't mess. So the Ber Yosef asks, what's happening here? Yaakov will expect Esav to figure out riddles. When he says in love and Garthi, Esav will say, "Oh, Garthi, you're not sure." When somebody talks and you say, "I'm Chayim, please, is it possible to give me a fork?" He says, "Fork, you're not sure." Give me a fork. You don't. Nobody thinks that way. So Esav was a zad goyim. Esav used to take the matches of Yaakov in his words. In love and garity. Oh, he's saying love was like a lambin. He would sit down, he'd open up svar, he'd put his 400 bulvans, and they'd start dashing Yaakov instead. They'd start fighting. In love and garity, very charato. See, he heard his words. What's going on here? Tayag with Shamar. So Ber Yosef learns that to Esav Itak was talking Dvarim Pshutim. He was shmoozing with Esav. Love Garthi Ve'Echaratah, just get making a connection. Stop shmoozing. That was to Esav. And the words Tayag with Shamarki with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this same point that they're living on two planes. The same Nakuda that the mind. Now, Lagabda Yosef, I say, what does this talk to us? Yosef, we're very hard at. We talk to everybody. It's hard for us to. We're talking to our friends. We don't focus on them. We're not going to have a Malach who's going to point us to Haman. We'll point to Achashverosh. But Lagabe Yos, the Nakuda to us is to work on our minds. The Nakuda that we could work on is you're walking, you do nothing. You stop walking the street, you're walking the yeshiva. Think about a Torah to point. The point is that the mind, the Tzaddiki Elder was saying, you know, while they're living in this world, Mamash are doing mundane things. They could be shopping. Their mind transported them. They were in the Kodesh Kedoshim. They lived in the Kodesh Kedoshim with the mind. The mind can just... La halacha, you find. You know, it's a beautiful halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If a person doesn't know which way is Mizrach, he should focus on the Kodesh. He should focus. The mind... That din always says to me, the mind can transport you to Mizrach. That's the halacha. It's la halacha. The mind can transport, it can bring the person places. So... they were shopping, Moshe Beinzin, if he went shopping, he was in the country of Kodesh. That's the power of the mind. It was Tifa Rain in the Sunday, the middle of Bav Basra. Right, Per told me about Rav Aaron. So I asked Rai Per once, from very young Rav Aaron was a Shishiva. So I asked Rai Per, it's Bert, and Rai Per told me, verified that I said he had very little time to learn. Very little time to learn. Very tremendous little. So I said, here's a tremendous God Ladar. And I asked Rai Per about it. So Rai Per told me, this. I remember the sefer he used. He said he had 10 minutes to learn. So you think he'd open up a Mishnayos, a Kumish, which is also good. He said he was with my parents, and did Yoyim Lailah with him many times, many years. So my parents said he would open up, he had 10 minutes to learn, he would open up an Oynig Yontif in the middle of the shtickle and start learning. Like a Tifa Achman in the middle of the night, he would open up, if he had 5 minutes in the middle of the Oynig Yontif, he'd pull out the Oynig Yontif. My parents said, there's that safe, my parents said, there's a Mai Shani. He started reading in the middle of the Oynig Yontif. Yes, though, how's that possible? The Teretz is, because even while he's doing his stuff, the mind is out. Like, always, how much, I don't know. His mind is able to transport him, he was in the middle of Sugis. Always, sometimes, I don't know. But he was in the middle of Sugis many times. Now, by what does that say to us? What does it say to us? It says to us to at least start, we have to start somewhere. What it says to us is that a week is the mind is a very, is a tremendous weapon and tool. It's the ultimate weapon that we have. And what we could do is we'll walk in the street, think about a kasha, think about a pasuk in davening, think about a piece of davening, a pasuk in chumash, think about a kasha, bar musar, think about a hira tshuva. Use our mind, not say all day and all night. We're not used to thinking so much. If you think for 2 minutes, we're already doing well. In this day, we're doing tremendously well. It's valuable to Hashem, not gripping our. It's valuable to Hashem. What we do in our matzav is valuable to Hashem. What it says to us, the ability of the mind to be kind of worlds for a person, to make a person a great person, and there's something to practice. If a person be successful one time is walking to yeshiva, so walk into a Shabbos, the guy's in the apartment, so one time he's walking, that is getting to think about a kasher, think about a bar mussar, think about it. Think about a pasuk, say over, don't you think, say over a pasuk. Say over a pasuk that strikes you interesting. Say over something that's happening. Just think about it. Look around, use your eyes. To think one Dvar Kaddish on the way here, on the way to yeshiva, or another time, you're already well on your way, you're developing your mind. You're developing this ability that our Avos lived. They lived in their minds transporting while they're talking to an Esav. The lowest, Yaakov is working for a Lavan. He worked Yoyim Alayla, he describes the Lavan, but his mind transported him, he's in the Kaddish Kaddish. Your mind transported him. This is something we could use for us that we can't always do. When we're talking to our friends, halavai, we say, halavai. I don't know halavai, I'm not sure, I'm not saying that. But that's not where we're holding, for sure not. We should focus on our friends, that's our chesed. However, but when we're walking the street, we'll stand once in a while, once in a boom to do this, is something very special, very kedai. Tremendously kedai. And Avigdor himself used to push us, everybody knows about his walks. That was one of the most important siddur of the day, his walks. I heard him speak about it. I heard him live speaking about his walks. He used to go on his walks and think about Avodas Hashem. He had different siddur on his walks. This is something that if a person could do, even a little success in this area is tremendous. You start developing a little bit, once in a while, a guy's driving you, concentrate on the road. Certainly if you're a passenger in the car, there's besides about the Torah and Myrtle the Pit, but this is a different area of the mind focused on learning. I met a Yid. That's a Srobic Yid. He was a sharp Yid. He was a son. His father was an Adam Gadol, tremendous Adam Gadol. Previous Dar. And this Yid, an older Yid, was telling me, he once saw me with the Sefer and he started making tremendous fun of me. He started imitating. I remember he took a big Shas Gemara in the Yeshiva Rockaway. And he said, today, Yabachar, he said, I want to tell you the difference between today and yesteryear. And he said, older Yid. He took out a big Shas. He said, today, Yabachar is going somewhere. And about that, Chas is good. You bring a Gemara. Don't be embarrassed. You're a tzaddik. You bring a Gemara along. You learn a little bit. Dancer, if you learn when you're supposed to be dancing, you're not a tzaddik. But if you're in the Yishma, while the Chas is taking pictures, then you're allowed to learn. Okay, it's a Gevalda Gazach. But he brought out a big Gemara and he said, today you see a Ben Torah in a bus. His head's in a huge Gemara. He said, I'm all excited and trachting about learning. He said, today we can't tract about learning. So the guy carries a Gemara. I'm all excited. You have no passion for your mind. There's no kasha. You had a kasha in your mind. So you're attracting about a kasha. That was his. I'm not. That was his taina. That Amol Gadoyus, they were attracting, they were wiggling and learning. They didn't need the sefer. Today we don't have the mind kochin and learning. So if I don't have the sefer, I won't be learning. That was his. Don't be so from with the chasma. Today we don't have the sefer. We're talking not attracting and learning. Bring the sefer along. The thing is, though, to start working little, so this, if we here work on this, we're ready, Meshugayan. Firstly, you're Meshugana. One time you walk in, you know you're a little crazy. But it's good to be crazy. Let us be Meshugana Meshugayan. Talk, it's a good idea. Says by he b'shkoyin Yisrael ba'aretz ahi, v'yelech Reuven, v'yashki v'sbilah p'leges yavim. Reuven, not going by Riches now. It's an Arichas in the Mefarshim. What chet Reuven did? The Gemara says, whoever says Reuven, not the same with the chayde. It's a shayla. The Gemara in the Mefarshim. I'm not. That's not what I'm coming to speak about. But the pasuk says that Reuven went v'yishki v'sbilah p'leges yavim. He was shachar with bilah p'leges yavim. He wasn't mamish shachar. He moved the bed. Whatever Reuven did, he did a maisa that had a mashu of chet in there. Machay. He did some chet, Reuven. Vayishma Yisrael, and it says Yisrael heard. Vayishma Yisrael, vayiyu bnei Yaakov shnei maser. Fascinating pasuk. B'shkoyin Yisrael beretzahi. Reuven went and does a chet. Yisrael heard. Yaakov, you heard, it doesn't say he did anything. And in the same pasuk it says, Vayiyu b'nei Yaakov shnei maser. The Shvatim were 12. A very, very cryptic, difficult pasuk. Reuven does a chet. Yaakov binu hears. Pay, the end of a parsha. It's the end of a parsha, middle of a pasuk, a rare occurrence. There's a pay. Yaakov binu hears. And by the way, there were 12 Shvatim. What's the pasuk saying? What in the world's happening in the pasuk? I think there are two very big yisoidis here, and I think these are yisoidis in chinuch. We'll all be fathers, and we all be chiyuv to teach Torah. Not totally in the profession. L'lame l'lame Torah is a chiyuv daraisa. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is l'lame l'lame chiyuv daraisa. So we're all going to be teaching Torah at some way or another. So in that chiyuv Talmud Torah, I think this yisoid in chinuch. It's past, it's for sure it's top five, maybe top one. This Yisoid in Chinuch, it's for sure for the top five Yisoids. I believe if somebody's bad in this area, should not go near, should not be a mechanic, should not go, I is a chiyuv Talmud Torah. I don't know how he's going to be this chiyuv, how he's going to do properly Talmud chiyuv to teach Torah, but certainly should be a mechanic. And the better person, there's endless you can grow in this. My chavrusa can be made. Yaakov can be made. This is something that, for a long time, I believe very strongly. I believe very strongly. This is just another place in the Torah. And then the other raya is this also. This is Yisoid. And it's important to Kamat says it led you. And I believe as follows. I believe the biggest thing about a mechanic of a child and about a mechanic and a mechanic of talmidim is no matter what, you don't lose faith in the Talmud. No matter what. No matter what you're in faith in the Talmud, it could be you're in your shiur for 1 year, 365 days, and he hasn't showed up in 364. That the 365 days, you have the same belief you had in 364 days ago. The same confidence, the same full trust in what he's going to do. Full confidence and trust and knowledge is going to shine. And the Sipurnu says here that, how do you squat the Shaykh says, Pasuk? The Sipurnu says that Pshat over here, Perek Lamed Hey, it's Pasuk Chav Beis. Zok is important. By Yishma Yaakov heard, and the Bnei Yaakov were 12. Afa Pisha Shama. Even though he heard, he knew exactly what he did. He didn't drop him off the list. He didn't say, now I have 11 children. Now I have 11 Shiftei Kav. I had 12 children. He didn't drop him from the Shiftei Kav. He had no doubt. Just the Tshuva L'Alto. Do Tshuva right away. Gorgeous Ipurnu. Hear it again. Abel Bishashoma, you heard what he did. Lo Yepilu Miminyan Banav, he didn't lessen him from the counting of his children. Ki Loya Yasafik Etzloy, there was not a doubt in his mind. Sha'asa Tshuva La'alto, that'll do Tshuva immediately. Lo Yneden Mibre Yaakov. That's a mechanic. That's a Yaakov Vinu Mitasei Shleimu, as every child going the right Mahalach. I'll tell you something I believe in Chinuch. In Chinuch, anytime you'll say a shiur once, Be'ez Hashem, you'll say a shiur, you'll give in, you have eight guys to start your shiur. You should end this man with eight bachim in the shiur. I'm not talking about you switch the guys, it's better. I'm talking, you don't, okay, I already see in the Rebbe's mind, I already see the six guys. The eight bachim in the shiur. Well, you people me minion. There's 12 ships they cut. It wasn't he did this and he's, okay, he's grabbed. The 12 ships they cut. If you end up with five, you're a failed mechanic. Because in your mind, you had five, by then you failed. You have to have eight, the last day you had the same eight you had the first day. But he never came, you know. That one, no, you had eight. You had 12 ships they cut, Yaakov Avinu has. He did a chet, whatever the chet was, he did a chet. Yaakov Avinu, Vayishma Yaakov, he knew what he did. Well, you pilu min aminyan, he doesn't remind us of the minyan. He has 12, the 12 ships they cut. And he has, and how does it work? He has 100% the knowledge la'alto of the tshuva. That's the mechanic for every child. He ends up with 12 shetekah, mitasei shleimah. That's the ultimate mechanic, the ultimate taka, who has every child going right mahalach. Because he knows he's batuach. He knows vada b'tshuva l'alter. I have 12, right after 12 shetekah. Like pilum and aminyan, it's up. Oh, there, I see. The Rebbe adjusts. That day the Rebbe adjusts is a terrible day. A very sad day. The day the Rebbe adjusts in his mind. Okay, I only have, okay, I see where it is six. I see, guys, I see where it is here. That's a very sad day. Very sad day. And a Rebbe who quits on Talmud means that all level. A Rebbe who quits easy, I don't believe it can be a successful Mechanic. I don't believe it. The heart of a good Rebbe does not quit on the Bacher, believes in the Bacher deeply, does not quit on the Bacher. He believes, he sees the Shamas. He sees the Shamas. He sees the Hail in the Shamas. The Bacher could maybe more question than you. Say he failed? To me, it's hard. This I shouldn't share with others. To me, it's hard. Let's say a Bacher. It's not like anybody here. But let's say a Bacher with regard to the move, there's a hard, I'll admit the rabbi, there's a hard point by me. But some you have to be Kurdish. If I hear a Bacher as a certain background, and the family gets a TV, and he runs to see a movie, terrible sign, like a terrible sign. So I'm being very honest here. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. Go watch a movie, it's a terrible, terrible thing. It brings grief to his mind. We're told that the mind is the antithesis of the first thing he's talking about today. So there's no shots of terrible things, but I'll be honest, it's hard for me to hear. I don't know if I'm any better than him. We have harnesses. I didn't grow up with TV in my house. I have minus tennis. I don't know if I can't do minus tennis. I don't know if I can't do minus tennis. So gladly, you have to give more sense to the Bacher. But to quit on the Bacher, there's no hope for him. And you, the Rebbe, you're so burned. Where you're in the Sionis are, you're conquered, you're in the Sionis. You spoke Lashon Hara yesterday. Okay, for him, this is his area of battle. This doesn't mean, otherwise, he shouldn't explain it, he shouldn't even yell at the Bacher. But to quit on the Bacher, is the Bacher any less than you? The Ramban says, in the Geras Ramban, Sarav is Baishish Nikol Adam. You have to feel less than every person. And it's Pashup Sukkim in the Torah. The Ramban learns by Moshe Rabbeinu says, Sholot no biyat tishlach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't lie to Hashem. There's no false belief in Hashem. The Ramban says, Moshe, the Ramban learns, Shalach no biyat tishlach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, anybody in Klai is better to send than I am. He says, Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't trying to make false. Anybody in Klai Yisrael is holier than I, is better, is more valuable to send than Shliach. The Ramban learns this way. Shalach no biyat tishlach. Anybody you'll send is better than me. Better than you? Moshe Rabbeinu, you told Hashem, you know. The Torah says that a Avadi knows Kefiyas Kaychas. Each one Kefiyas Kaychas. Each one to his kaychas. He said, I have no hechatims of knowing. To be his nesyonis, I have no hechatims. I have no means of knowing. I can't know. This doesn't mean you don't work. Doesn't mean you don't yell at a person. It's a tool. But the quitting, how could you quit? How do you know he's not stronger than you are? You have no way of knowing it. You have zero way of knowing he's not stronger than you are. He has his nesyon. He hasn't won till now. For him getting out of bed, whatever, maize at times, he has his big nesyon. You don't know if that's equal in error to your biggest sign. Now, are you being so successful on your biggest sign? You're working. There's no room for quit in chinuch. There's no room for them. There's another nakuda here. There's another nakuda here of not always responding in chinuch. Not always responding. There is a time that something like that here. But Yaakov is batuach. Did he say something or not? I don't know. It's vayishma Yaakov. It doesn't say his response. He doesn't do it in this pasuk. Later on, he does something. There is a time also to allow people to make mistakes. There's such a thing also. This doesn't mean that there's a rule for Tachafah. Tachafah is something that has to be done with Tachafah. Shows when, how much. There is a time to allow people to make mistakes. If you want to be mechanic every time Bacha makes a mistake, there's time for patience. There's time by Yishma. It's so beautiful for us. By Yishma, he hears. Okay, I'm saying there were 12 Shvatim. Because there are times to hear something and not respond immediately. Not respond, sometimes even let the person make a mistake and correct it also. It's not always the time to jump on the guy. You know full well. And the gate right here. And he knows, Yaakov knows, you didn't look correct. He knows you didn't correct it. He knows you didn't realize it and mistake. I remember even in this yeshiva, I'll say a mice that happened. In this yeshiva, in the first year of the yeshiva, Bacha spoke. It was maybe somebody who felt he said the wrong thing. Jumped all over him. I remember the Rashiva said, there's a mice in the first year of the Yeshiva, somebody spoke in front of all Yeshiva Bacha. I remember the Rashiva at the time, and this is what we discussed. A prince feels bad to make a mistake. You know, jumping, not apologizing, jumping all over the guy. There were some people who are jumping right there, they don't know this lesson. To be successful, Machanic, to be successful, like Yishma, so I get to hear, I'm not jumping for you. Doesn't mean always there's such a thing. The chachashon is not bubbling the chachah. There's a room and a place and a time for chachah. The chachah is a chachma. The chachah is not an emotional response bursts out of you. The chachah is a chachma with thought, with pashat that has some svara to it. There's a technique for the chachah. It's a technique. It has to be done with a lot of chachma, not just an emotional burst. It's emotional. It's a delti of tanoi toigimai. It's hysteric. It's done with a chachma. Done with a thought, done in an intelligent way. That's what I believe this part is saying. That Yaakov needed to hear stripping and choose not to respond because it's done in a thoughtful way. The Shiva's going to say, "Sure, probably 11 minutes."